Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, from 1989, here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Mr. Dakota Rollins, a musician out of Tallahassee. Dakota, good morning.
Good morning.
So, we were talking off air that you're a dad.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's awesome. It is. You talk about being kept on your toes. Every neuron in your brain is dedicated to that. You know, even when he's at daycare for the day and I'm at work, in the back of my mind I'm like, is he all right? Is everything good? Like, am I going to get a phone call today? So, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I've got a nephew that's just turned 3. And he's in Tallahassee too, and I see him, you know, once every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Once every couple months, and I come back and I'm like, you're a whole new person.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine seeing that every day.
Yeah, it's weird. He, interestingly enough, he went to a family reunion with my wife, and I wasn't able to go, thank goodness. So I was trapped at work, and he decided to take his first steps in a hotel room out of town. And I was like, oh, that's nice. So then he came back from like a 2-day trip, and he was walking when he got home. I'm like, crazy.
Overnight.
Yeah. So, and he's very ahead of the curve. So he just talks and talks and talks and has a very extensive vocabulary for someone his age.
How old is he?
He's 2.5.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So he just all day.
So we were talking about that, that, you know, with the birth of your child, that kind of changed the direction that your music was focusing on currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell me how that really impacted that.
Well, I think it did one of two things. So, like, just the bass level. You know, like I said, I've rapped. You know, I've been labeled a rapper, even though I've never really liked that. I'm just a musician who raps. But I've never really made dirty music, you know. But it did make me go, okay, the discography that he listens to when he's older. If he's like, Dad, show me your old tapes. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I want to be sure to show him something that, you know, he's going to be able to listen to at a certain age. And there's a couple that I'm like, no, you need to wait. Like, from when I was young and a heathen, but I'm still young. I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, young. But, yeah, I was like, let me make stuff that's more appropriate that would be okay to listen to in the household or rehearse in front of him, that kind of stuff, as he gets to be an age where he remembers stuff. But secondly, it's more so the work ethic. You know, now getting up at all hours of the night and having super long days and, you know, dealing with all that stuff, now it's like nothing to, you know, like there was one day last month where I got up at 4:40 in the morning, you know, did like an hour and a half at the gym, went and worked a 12-hour day, and then had a show, or no, I had rehearsal for one show and then an actual show later that night. So it was like literally a 24-hour day, you know, and I just went through it because it's like, yeah, I've been up with a kid, like it's making a difference to me.
Yeah, so sleep is non-existent now. We only have work.
And I used to not understand my friends that were dads. I'm like, how do you do that? And now I get it. And I'm like, you just do it. Your body just retrains itself. It's like, I'm just up.
Well, that's great. So we're going to listen to another cut here.
Mm-hmm.
Come Here. Can you tell me about this track?
Sure. So this is a very fun one. This is a buddy of mine who makes beats. We were sitting down at his place one day, and he was going through this like little free sample pack, and there was this samba sample, kind of, you know, marimbas and shakers and stuff. And I said, just loop that. I want to listen to that for a little bit. And then I took that sample home, put percussion and bass under it, and made this nice little kind of dance pop track about an old flame. So
great. Now, if anyone wants to see the rest of your discography, where can they go to find Dakota Rollins?
The best place to find me is my Instagram and my Spotify, because I'm always active on both of those. Spotify is definitely, I know, easier. It's the preference for me. It's easier to keep track of my analytics and stuff, so I appreciate that. But you go to my Instagram, I'm always talking in my stories about what I'm dropping, what shows I have coming up. So I got a couple in the month of June that are going to be full band, so we're going to rearrange my tracks into more of a kind of R&B style. It'll be really fun. And then I'm always putting links in my bio of latest releases and how to get tickets. And so those two platforms, just Dakota Rollins Official, and I should pop up in my ID right now is just a little wilted flower. It's the album art for Burden, so that's me.
Excellent. Well, here's Dakota Rollins, Come Here, on the mix.